A frightening realization washed over Lakesh like a bucket of icy water. Without a word, he spun on his heel and strode swiftly from the operations center. The similarities between the cyber spider and the deadly little device Majira called the Ubalus crowded into the forefront of his mind. The shattering of the cyber spider's CEM and the ripping out of a single live connection had not seemed to have a terminal effect on the robot. Apparently, it depended on just how vital to the cyber spider's functionality the broken part happened to be. It was a colony robot, individual components designed to operate both interdependently and independently of the greater whole. Lakesh didn't waste any time getting to the workroom. What he saw when he reached the workroom doorway left him frozen with shock. Domi stood at the end of a trestle table, staring straight at him, an expression he had never seen before stamped on her face, one of sheer terror. She struggled furiously to wrest away the pair of hands savagely squeezing her neck. The hands belonged to Brewster Philboy. Lakesh's muscles felt as if they were filled with frozen mud. He couldn't move for what seemed like an eternity. A convulsive trembling shook Domi's petite frame.
Brewster!
The astrophysicist cast a glance over his shoulder, and the expression on his face chilled Lakesh to the bone. Phil Boyd was beyond anger or even outrage. There was a ruthless cruelty, a homicidal single-mindedness in his eyes. Four red vertical scratches showed on the left side of his face where Domi had clawed away his glasses, probably seeking his eyes. Lakesh met his stare, suddenly consumed by the fear that he would not be able to regain control of his limbs before Brewster Philboyd broke Domi's neck. Lakesh crossed the workroom in a running leap. Grabbing the taller man by the shoulders, he swung him around, raining blows on him, more or less at random. His only aim was to stun the man, and if possible, disable him long enough so Domi could tear herself free of his stranglehold. Lakesh pounded both fists solidly into his kidneys twice. He chopped down on the inside of the astrophysicist's left elbow joint three times with a calculated precision. He struck the clump of nerve ganglia on his forearm, and Philboyd's fingers slipped from Domi's neck. Twisting her body, Domi broke free of Philboyd's hands and staggered back against the far wall, her white flesh inflamed with the imprint of his stranglehold. Philboyd turned toward Lakesh, blazing fury in the glare he trained on him. He reached for the scientist's throat, trying to secure the same kind of grip as he had on Domi. Lakesh kicked the tall man in the groin. Philboyd clutched at his crotch and bent almost double. He went stumbling backward against the edge of the table. Domi wrenched loose a foot-long piece of iron pipe from the serrated jaws of a vice on a tool bench. Face contorted in a mask of bear-toothed fury, she flew around the table on the opposite side of Philboyd and flailed at him with it. Only her shorter reach and the fact he was bent over saved the man from a fractured skull.
Domi, no! Something's wrong with him!
There sure as hell is gonna be!
Philboyd lurched upright. He lunged away from the table, reaching for Lakesh, who stepped inside his arms and drove his left fist into Philboyd's stomach. The astrophysicist jackknifed again at the waist, and Lakesh glimpsed the flash of metal at the nape of his neck, where his skull joined with his spinal column. With a surge of disgust, Lakesh noted the object's resemblance to an alloy-sheathed tick. Its body was not much larger than the nail of his little finger. Legs no thicker than eyelashes curved out from all around the body, embedded deep in Philboyd's flesh. The astrophysicist snatched a double fistful of Lakesh's bodysuit, and the two men grappled with one another, staggering to and fro on wide-braced legs. He wrestled Philboyd in Domi's direction, snaking out a foot and back-heeling him so he fell backward on top of the trestle table. Releasing his grasp on Lakesh's bodysuit, Philboyd planted a right hand under Lakesh's chin to force his head up, and with the other gripped him tightly around the throat. Domi eased forward as Lakesh manhandled Philboyd into a sitting position. Her crimson eyes widened, then narrowed when she saw the tiny metal object attached to the astrophysicist's neck.
Oh, hit him on the back of the neck!
Sharply, she snapped the pipe lengthwise against the base of the man's skull.
I thought you said...
I know what I said, but then I saw...
Yeah, I saw it too.
Help me turn him over.
Got a bad feeling about him after I shot up the spider. At dinner, he was watching me, gave me that creeps, bothered me all night. Finally got up and looked for him, found him here, fooling around with pieces of the machine. Bad idea.